the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's very, very nice to welcome Prime Stage Theater. I actually ran in to Wayne Brenda, not literally, but I figuratively ran into Wayne Brenda just 8 days ago while we were attending the Kids and Creativity Primer, which was held at Carnegie Mellon University. And Prime Stage, for many years now, has been bringing great literature to life. And here's one they're tackling that should be a lot of fun. It's The Great Gatsby. And with us today are a number of actors that are part of the play. And they're going to join us. The play opens in just a couple weeks, March 1st, at the New Hazlett Theater. So we'll introduce everybody. I'll start with you, Judd. Judd Stewart is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Tell me about yourself.
You're
a hockey fan,
I think. I am a big hockey fan, big Penguins fan.
I see a Penguins logo on his watch.
Yes, I do. I do have an affinity for the NHL and especially the Penguins. I am from Butler, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of here.
Butler or Butler County?
Butler County. Well, I mean, right downtown.
Okay. I guess if you're in Butler, you're also in Butler County.
Technically, but. Live pretty much right smack dab in the middle of Butler, and live with my folks currently, my parents, and this is my first play that I've done professionally here in Pittsburgh. I went to school here in Pittsburgh, so I've done some plays in the area, but this is the first time that I have had a chance to work professionally around here, so this is pretty exciting for me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Do you teach acting? Or
I do not. It was what I went to school for. Actually, Rich, the director of our show, was one of my professors in college, and actually had a chance to have him direct me in a show as well while I was in school. So this has been a wonderful opportunity. I'm with some incredibly talented people, and it's been a great time. So,
well, that's great, Judd. Where did you go to school?
I went to Point Park University.
Oh my gosh, that's
so I'm a local boy through and through.
Yeah, that's absolutely terrific. Did you know you wanted to act when you were very young?
You know, it's interesting. I sort of grew up around the theater. My father was very involved with the community theater. The Butler Little Theater is a very old and somewhat well-known theater in the area.
I have an old friend that did a lot of plays there that I'll bet you know. His name's Bill Geibel.
Oh, Bill Geibel, absolutely.
Yeah, Bill. I haven't thought about Bill in years, but Bill did lots of plays
there. Yes, I knew Bill well. Unfortunately, he's not around anymore. Sorry to break the news to you. Bill Geibel. I'm sorry. Yes, Bill Geibel is still around. I'm thinking of somebody. Wow, now I'm talking about people.
Okay, Bill's still alive.
Everybody. Bill's still alive. Yeah. Bill Geibel. I'm thinking of somebody completely different. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't mean to throw you on the spot. Bill's still pretty young.
Yeah, so. That's awful. So now I'm announcing people's untimely deaths.
But, it's okay. That's the nice thing about radio. It's gone already.
There we go. So I grew up, I grew up around it. And like I said, my father was very involved. And it was just kind of one of those things that when it came time to sort of pick a path for myself, it just seemed like the right fit. So I'm very comfortable on stage.
Excellent. And it's funny. There are lots of nice things about radio. For one, we figured out a way to keep the pictures from coming into your home. And you don't have to watch us. Those are good things. And it all goes away. Let's meet Alexis next. Alexis Cash. Hello.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself.
I go to Point Park University. I'm a senior there. I'm an acting major as well. I'm actually originally from New Jersey. So.
What exit or where from or what city?
Rockaway.
I almost said what exit. That wasn't nice.
Rockaway, New Jersey. It's about 30 minutes from New York. So,
I know Rockaway.
Yeah.
I've actually been through Rockaway
through,
a few times.
Yes, that's where you do. You just drive through Rockaway. You don't stay there.
If we have time, I'm going to play a song for you. Well, I have two songs about New Jersey.
I'm scared.
One is called I'm From New Jersey, and it's written by a guy named John Gorka. And the first line is, I'm from New Jersey. I don't expect too much. And it goes on and on. The other one that I think you'll really enjoy is by Dave Van Ronk, and he sings the names. The entire lyric to the song is maybe 100 New Jersey cities. And that's the one maybe we'll play.
Okay.
And I know Rockaway is in there.
Oh, well, then that's one I want to hear. Yeah, definitely.
Maybe this whole idea of a scene from The Great Gatsby, maybe we should just drop it, play the Jersey song.
Come see The Great Gatsby.
We're not going to do that. Did you know you wanted to act at a young age?
I actually wanted to dance until I turned 14, and I did my first musical, Anything Goes, in high school, and I fell in love with the lead woman in the show who was playing Bonnie, and I was like, I want to do that. I want to be her. And then the next year, I played Bonnie in Anything Goes, so I was
That's something, how a moment, single moment can change your whole trajectory.
Definitely, yeah.
What's nice to have you here. And
thank you.
If you had to mention something about Point Park that would perhaps surprise people that don't know the school as well, does anything come to mind? I don't want to put you on the spot. I can. One thing is Point Park has more alumni on Broadway.
Yes, this is very true.
Than a lot of people realize.
This is very, very true. They're pretty much almost in every show that's on Broadway right now. Yeah, so that's it's pretty amazing to go on a playbill and be like, that person went to school here. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, that's Alexis Cash, and before her, you heard Judd Stewart. And now we are going to say hello to Julia Warner, who is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And you know the drill.
Yeah.
tell us who you are and how you came to be.
Okay. My name is Julia Warner, and I, too, am a senior at Point Park University, a senior acting major. And I am from Villanova, Pennsylvania.
Ah.
Yeah, so a little bit outside of Philly.
So we have Philly and Butler and Rockaway, New Jersey. When did you determine that you wanted to act?
Well, very early. There are too many home videos of me just performing away at every event. At every family event. But I did Upper Darby Summer Stage outside of Philadelphia in Upper Darby from a very young age. And I did that for about 11 years. And did theater through high school. And there was never a question that I was going to do anything else.
Well,
I love it.
That's great. I'm glad you're following your dream.
Yeah, me too.
I'd asked Alexis anything about Point Park that you want to mention?
Well, I think what you guys talked about is incredible. It's the conservatory is growing, and it's really cool to be at school when it is kind of exploding like this. And we have a really great musical theater, acting, dance, cinema program, and it's really neat to collaborate with all the different majors as well. So. Yeah,
there's a great vibe there, too, as the campus has grown to encompass more of downtown Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice...
It's kind of taking over.
Yeah, it's a nice village. Last, we have Sean Sears, who is here. Hello, Sean.
Hey.
And tell me about yourself.
I'm in no way affiliated with Point Park University. I'm the loner. Although our director for Great Gatsby, Rich Keitel, has asked if I'd like to pursue my MFA, so he's trying to get all of us. I started acting at an early age. I acted like I was a good kid. and throughout my jobs, I've acted like I was that. I acted like I was a salesman. I acted like I was a carpenter. But acting has been something that I've wanted to do for a very long time.
That's good.
And I finally am lucky enough to get the chance to do it.
So did you study professionally?
I did. I went to Catawba College in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Wow. I know Salisbury, too. Ricky, you've been to Salisbury, haven't you? Oh, no, I'm thinking of Salisbury, Maryland. I think, yeah. I wonder who claims the steak, the Salisbury steak.
I think it's the people over in Europe, but I'm not entirely sure.
Could be. That's hamburger, but it's one of those.
Is there not a Salisbury in Europe?
Yeah, I think there is. There is now.
they named it after us, I feel. Yeah.
Well, let's. I forgot to ask you what roles you play. And I'll start with Sean. What is your role?
I play Jay Gatsby.
Okay, and this is the lead in The Great Gatsby. And what role do you play, Julia?
Daisy Buchanan.
Daisy Buchanan. And I actually have not read The Great Gatsby, I'm embarrassed to say. So I have critical gaps in my literature, but it takes place in the 20s, right? Mm-hmm. And F. Scott Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. And what's the gist of the plot? Anybody want? Everybody's pointing at The Great Gatsby. Sean
well,
Sears.
The plot so far is that Nick, our semi-unreliable narrator, he only sees things through his own perspective, comes east to make his fortune. And the first stop on his way is to meet his cousin, Daisy. He sees her and very quickly gets wrapped up in the rumors of a man named Jay Gatsby who just bought a house across the bay. He throws lavish parties that everyone wants to attend. Slowly but surely, Nick enters Gatsby's life, as does everyone else. And then we find Gatsby questing after the American dream and holding the dichotomy of illusion and reality at the same time, questing after an American dream as well as never really attaining it.
Sean, you could write Cliff's notes.
Yeah, right.
That was really, that was great. Judd, what is your role?
I play.
Let me turn your mic on. I'll act as if I know what I'm doing.
I'm going to put my foot in my mouth again if
no.
you do that.
Oh, no, no.
I play George Wilson. He's
It's Dennis the Menace's neighbor.
That's right, Mr. Wilson. So this is Mr. Wilson before he moved to whatever town Dennis lived in and moved beside Dennis. No,
he's George Wilson.
Yeah, George Wilson is he owns the auto shop in the town that sort of is. A few things take place there, and Wilson manages to find his way. He's not quite as well off as Gatsby and the rest of his crew, but he finds his way into their lives one way or the other.
And then Alexis Cash, what do you do in the play?
I play Myrtle Wilson, who is the wife of George Wilson as well as the mistress of Tom Buchanan.
Oh, my. So this is a play. So we have a scene you're about to do. And anything you need to do to set up the scene?
Sure. This is the first time that Daisy and Gatsby have met in 5 years. It was arranged by Nick at Gatsby's bequest.
Mm-hmm. I thought if we ever met again, it'd be when we were old and decrepit. You're as handsome as ever, Lieutenant Gatsby.
Would you like to sit?
Yes. Did you know I'd be here?
I arranged it. Here.
Are these all me?
They're newspaper clippings from the last 5 years.
My debut. Chicago. Oh, look at that silly hat. Even Europe.
He's a good polo player.
Yes. Tom has a knack for winning. Jay, I tried to wait. Really, I did.
But look at this.
How handsome you are in your uniform. You never married?
No.
I'm sorry for all the hurt I've caused you when we could have been so happy. I've missed you, Jay. I've missed you so much. I've never missed you as much as I do now.
Wow. You guys really become those characters as you listen. Now, the show opens March 1st, and it... is at the new Hazlett Theater, mm-hmm. and Prime Stage will continue that show clear through March 10th at the new Hazlett, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday afternoons. And you can get more information at primestage.com. Anything else any of you would like to mention about the show?
Yes, actually, there's a trailer and a number of promo photos on Prime Stage's Facebook page. Just look up Prime Stage on your Facebook, and you can see a whole bunch of the advertising there.
Excellent. Well, good luck to
you.
I had to find this New Jersey song. Is that okay to play this New Jersey song?
Yes.
Are you ready? Now, Alexis, you can verify all these towns.
I'll do my best.